The winter solstice is always celebrated with light, especially in the Western world where the Celtic traditions and the Druidic traditions have taken large hold. The winter solstice has ever celebrated the journey of light. And here is a spiral of wreaths that complete at the center with a single candle. And all through Europe, as the solstice will take place, there will be many celebrations, including the little girls who wear the crowns of Saint Lucia, and she will be adorned with little candles. And in many traditional homes, they will put little candles on the Christmas tree. And it is less about the journey of Christ and the birth of the Christ child than it is the pagan sources of these rituals, which celebrate light itself. And then when the Christian tradition placed the birth of Christ on the calendar, it decided to do it with the light of the solstice and to combine these two traditions. And so what we are celebrating, whether it be from a pagan form or world religion, then we are celebrating light itself. We're celebrating the light within, the light all around us, the light that is in others. From the Tibetan tradition, that would be called Maha Mudra, to celebrate and to recognize the light. And so all of the world's traditions, if we really look at them, they have these synthesizing components to them, that if we remove the particular culture, remove even often the words that are chosen to describe an event, a ritual, a celebration, then we will find certain very few qualities that are in all these traditions. And light, the celebration of light, and that light is both that which is outside of us, recognizable, such as the sun, and light that is inside us, equally recognizable as love, clarity, kindness, ethics, and creative expression. Then these qualities are what pervade and do not die from the world's traditions. We smile. Because on the eve of the solstice, then we are the embodiment of this light. And it is imperative that we realize that we are on the constant spiral cyclic journey that is just like that of the sun. We go around, we come around. We increase in our light and hopefully do not decrease in our light, except to decrease it through sharing it selflessly with others. And then we make a great discovery that nothing has been decreased, but instead all beings have increased in their light and all expressions of light have equally increased. We smile. And sitting well, we take a long, slow, deep breath. Fully in, fully out. And we settle. Breathing in and breathing out. The settling and our meditation is a perfect example of how when we let light rise, let it manifest, that it does. Here as we sit, quiet, in serenity, and elongate that serenity such that the greater experience of the vibration of serenity, thus of light, it comes forward easily and naturally. In our own sense, we are creating a dawn. We are allowing the inner light to arise and to increase. And the winter solstice will celebrate the increase of the light, that we are at the deepest and the darkest point, and that there is only increase from that point forward. Until, of course, the summer solstice. So we smile again. Breathe long and slow and deep. Feel the fullness of our inhale. Let it cause an arising of refined, luminous energy. And on the outhale, the exhale, let us breathe and deepen the light within us, such that every cell, little by little, expresses the light. Then every cell is like all the candles celebrating the solstice, all alighting and giving off a great radiance, because we have allowed the inner light to rise to the surface and express through our heart, through our mind, and ultimately through our livingness. We breathe in, we breathe out, and we meditate simply by breathing and being. And let us realize that as we sit in serenity and tranquility, discovering an inner peace and harmony and its luminous, compassionate quality, that this stillness is actually a journey, and that the spiral of the Advent candles and of the solstice candles laid on the floor, that spiral represents all the journeys of the great avatars and saints and teachers. That the great journeys of the great ones represents our journey. And just as the spiral represents that we end up going nowhere, but coming back to where we began from, having never left, then equally so as we sit here, simply breathing and discovering an inner light, discovering this inner tranquility and peace, discovering the blessing that we are. This discovery is the journey of the Christ and Mary and Joseph. This discovery is a journey of Buddha sitting under the Bodh Gaya tree after leaving his family. This journey is the pilgrimage of anyone who has ever walked in pain, walked in sorrow, walked in joy, walked in wonder. This journey is the same journey as sitting here on our cushion. If we let the light arise, then we are the solstice embodied. We are the Buddha. We are the Christ child. The light is the same light. And so we breathe in. We breathe out. We take an inner journey and go nowhere except discover that we've had to travel a long time and a long way in our practice simply to discover that which we already are. We breathe in, we breathe out, and we sit meditating. Remember to use the top of the breath if you feel that you do not have enough acuity. And then on the out-breath, feel your breath go through the heart. And so as we sit for our last few minutes, we realize we are the light of the world, just as the Christ once said. And when the Buddha said, be a lamp unto yourself, it wasn't only to ourselves that we are the luminous, lighted one. But being that, we alight the heart, and alighting the heart, we become the sun. Becoming the sun, we give life to life. We give our whole being, every moment, in all our actions, words, thoughts, in our patience, generosity, and diligence. We give these things to the world. And so in truth, the solstice celebrates you and I. Just as it celebrates the Christ, and the light and the sun. We breathe in, we breathe out, and we generate the great light that is within each and every one of us. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. We imagine the spiral cyclic journey of being human, coming into an incarnation, living, going out of an incarnation, and back again. We also imagine the various ways by which the light arises from us, through us, and inside us, pours into the world just like the light of the sun does every day, and then the light of the moon does and the stars at night. All of them depict an inner light, a light that is already present and that somehow is brought more forward, visible, tangible, and in because it is then provides life, goodness, benefit to all of life. That's our story too. And so it is told over and over each year as we celebrate the great ones who are birthed into this world, just as we have birthed ourselves into this world. Ooh. Love you all. Happy solstice tomorrow. Be the light every day. Love you. Create your day.